It's Matthew Rogerson here with Geyser manager Mark Bower after the defeat to Barrow. Mark, what were your thoughts on that?
Bitterly disappointed to have lost the game, especially when we've played against 10 men for a long time. Just didn't really get the rub of the green in the first half when we got in some really good positions, missed a couple of chances, hit the crossbar, the goal disallowed, and it just felt if we could have got that first goal, we would have gone on to win it. But you have to credit them, they've kept clean sheets against Telford, they've beaten Brackley recently. They made it difficult for us, and when we were playing into the wind second half on a difficult surface, we found it really difficult to get any real quality in the final third and produce a clear-cut chance, although we had, you know, a fair few decent half chances, which in recent weeks we've been taking a few off. So it's disappointing, but you know, the lads have got to get their chins up now. There was no way we were going to carry on an unbeaten run from October all the way through, so we've got to pick ourselves up and go again. At Telford on Saturday, a perfect game to react.
So what specifically do you think we were lacking today? Is it just something in the final third? Or?
Yeah, I think the final third, we just lacked that little bit of cutting edge. I just felt in the second half as well, when you know, they were down to 10 men, we just let them out a little bit too easily. They were clearing balls and their strikers were getting on the end of things, and that allowed their back four to push up and just kill the game for a few seconds and a few minutes at a time, and we never really got any real tempo going. The passing was a little bit off tonight, although, like I say, it was a, you know, not the easiest surface to play on, but you know, we can do better than what we did on the ball. And yeah, we just never really got any control in the game after what I thought we looked really good first 10 minutes, but then gave a really poor goal away. So yeah, quite a few things that we just didn't quite do as well as we've been doing tonight, and when you're playing against a team full of confidence like they are, that they'll punish you for it.
You opted to start Adam Boyes sort of on the left-hand side tonight. Is there a few sort of selection problems for you to put up front with the two Johnsons and now Adam Boyes as well? Compete for that?
Yeah, well, I mean, we've got a lot of games coming up, so we're going to need plenty of bodies in. There's no way we're going to be able to play the same 11 week in, week out through the spell of games that we've got coming up. So Boyes has come in, he's played that sort of wider role in a front three at Gateshead this season. And we pushed him up front by himself and then in a two as well. So, you know, we've got a bit of versatility in the likes of Danny Forrest, Boise, Ollie Johnson come on and play there. So we'll be mixing it up and trying to suit how the game dictates, really. But, you know, I thought he had a decent debut. I thought he showed some decent touches for us. Unlucky with his goal that he had disallowed. He's a bit short of match practice, but the 90 minutes tonight will have done Boise good.
Any injury worries ahead of Saturday?
Not at the minute, no. I think everyone's come through it okay. So look forward to that one on Saturday now. This is, you know, it's going to be the third of three pretty tough away games. So if we can go there and get a result, if we can, you know, a 6-point return from three difficult away games, it's not bad going. But we'll just have to try and get over the disappointment of tonight and you know, look to kick on at the weekend and beyond.
Great, thanks, Matt.
Cheers, Matt. First one for a defeat, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a good point.